Martin of the great city of Bristol, and we're getting an update on the toll situation and the ongoing toll forums that are being held around the state. And Henry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Paul. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Good morning. And I just want to take a moment first to tell you, you have really done a great job. There's no question about it. And I just wanted to mention this because you wouldn't do it yourself, but the dedication you have shown is paying off, and you're helping so many other people. I wanted you to hear that.
Thanks, Brad. I've got a great partner with Representative Laura Devlin.
So how are we doing as far as these forums? I know, Henry, I've seen pictures. I know there was one the other night with my buddy Craig Fishbein and also with Len Fasano. And I know the one in Wallingford at the town hall there looked pretty packed as I looked at some of the photos.
Oh, we had 300-plus people there. It was a great turnout. Great,
wow.
Great crowd.
You know,
great crowd.
And I'm also hearing, Henry, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I have people saying that there is a handful of people going into some of these forums that are on the fence or maybe favor tolls, and then when they hear the information and the money factor here, I hear that some of these forums are actually changing some minds out there.
Without a doubt, we have begun every forum with a poll, survey of all those in attendance. We ask them if they're for, against, or they're on the fence. And overwhelmingly, first of all, almost literally 9-to-1 ratio, maybe even 10-to-12-to-1 ratio, people are against the tolls. But there are a few that are on the fence or against, and you'll be surprised how many do not raise their hands when we take a survey at the end of the forum.
Interesting. Very interesting.
We changed their minds. And actually, even the very first one, I can remember this, where we got, there's probably one of our smaller crowds, about 40 people, but one person came and sat at the very front of the row, first row, and he came in for the tolls. He approached Laura and I individually afterwards and told us, you have done a great job here, and I want to let you know I was for tolls, but now I am against tolls.
This is happening.
And then the next day, we got an email from someone else in the crowd from that same group. And it's literally been like that in all our forums that we've attended, that we've done.
And we had the same thing happen to us at the rally
on
that
Saturday.
We had.
Yep.
We had a gentleman who came up after, and he said, I can't do this. And that's how he left.
And Henry, what is it that's turning some of these people around? Is it the fact that you and Laura and everybody else who's out there, is it the fact that you're explaining the money here and some of the shell game that's going on here? Is that what's doing it, you think?
Paul, I think that's part of it. I think what we're doing is we're letting those that are in attendance know the information that Laura and I have gathered since 2015 regarding tolls. That's how long we've both been on the Transportation Committee. And we knew back in January that the only way we were going to stop tolls is if we shared the information and the knowledge that we had to the people. And I think after we explained to them about what this entails, what it means, where the tolls are going to be, and how it's going to impact their lives and the cost of that. And then we show them, gee, there's another alternative, which is prioritizing progress. And we explain to them we are using current resources that we have available to the state of Connecticut without burdening the people of Connecticut with tolls or an additional tax. And we live within our means, so to speak, with our plan. They get it, and we're turning those that are on the fence, and some who were for tolls into our side, so to speak, against tolls.
Well, I'll tell you, Senator, there's no question what you have done and the folks that you're working with, and this is a tough one, no question. No question about it. However, when you go out and you see what people are believing in and what they're doing, you realize that that it's a big issue, and it's incredible the number of people that have called the two of us here at the radio.
The fight's not done, guys. We still have a few more weeks to go here to make sure that we stop this. They need to continue to light up the phones at the Capitol, or they need to call the Democratic leadership. They need to contact the Democratic legislators. If you don't mind, I'd like to give you guys a phone number.
Real quick, yep.
You know, they can call the Senate at 842-1420, and they can call the House at 860-842-1902. They need to light up the phone. We need to keep pressing on the gas pedal to make sure that every Democratic legislator understands the severity of this and what it's going to mean.
Great. Henry, thank you. We'll appreciate it.
Thank you, Henry. You're welcome, guys.
Keep it up. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Here are the numbers, Brad. We'll give those once again. Senate number 860-842-1420. 860-842-1420. The state House number for the Democratic side, 860-842-1902.